Reading today from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Did you notice the flag at half-mast? Today is another anniversary of the horrible 9/11 attacks that occurred in 2001. That was a tragic day with a sad irony of sorts that I'm going to point out right now. On 9/11, 11 years ago, 911 was called many times, but to little or no avail for a number of people. 911 is that emergency number to use if we need the help of police, fire department, an ambulance service, people trained and equipped to handle a crisis situation. We even expect 911 people to be available 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you realize no one individual, no one policeman, no one doctor or EMT, etc., could be 24/7 all the time. It takes an entire staff or department. And even with the best personnel, using the best equipment, the latest technology, there could be the kind of crisis that is utterly beyond their capacity to help, as was the case on 9/11, 11 years ago. Having 911 people available 24/7 is no guarantee that a person will be rescued from the threat they face. That sounds dismal. Well, isn't it good to know that our God truly is the best 24/7 helper? Psalm 121 shows you a number of reasons why that is true, starting with the fact of creation. The Lord is the best 24/7 helper in every 911 situation because He alone made heaven and earth. Do we tend to think of creation as this real biblical event 6,000 years ago? And that's it. Do we forget that the power of God creating extends from the beginning to the end? In other words, the God who made everything has power every day over everything. Let's be more specific. The God who made the oceans has power over the hurricane developing in the ocean. The God who made all the people and all the animals uses His power to control, limit, and prevent what those animals or people might do. You can't say that about the police department or Homeland Security. No crisis that we have to face is ever beyond His capacity to help. A second reason why God is truly 24/7 has to do with His unique feature of constant vigilance. As Psalm 121 says, he neither slumbers nor sleeps. We, on the other hand, to carry out all of our duties, will need rest, sleep, days off. That's true about policemen and doctors. It's the reality of the human condition, but it is not a problem for God, who has no such limitations. He alone is truly on duty, round the clock, 24/7, 365. A third reason, and one might say this rises to the top in a way, a third reason why God is your 24/7 helper in every crisis has to do with a promise that we hear at the end of the psalm. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That promise applies to you because you are His children by faith. That promise applies to all who belong to Him. And we do belong to Him also because He paid for us. He paid that expensive price of His Son, the expensive price of our Savior's blood shed for our sins. Yes, He paid far too much to lose us, to let the threat of evil tear us away. So on that basis, you can cling to this promise of deliverance, knowing that the God who conquered the biggest threat in your life at the cross of Christ, the biggest terrorist, Satan, at the cross of Christ, will handle every other crisis according to His will. I'm going to try an analogy. Think of God as having this all-powerful hand wrapped around you at all times. When something evil comes your way, the hand can intercept it, and it does not get through. You are not touched. You are spared without even realizing. Just think, we don't know. We have no idea how many times God kept the accident or the illness away from us. We don't know how often we were so close to danger, but nothing dangerous happened to us. Now maybe you're thinking, and it's a good question, what about those times when the danger does happen and the believer has to experience pain, suffering, something tragic? Back to our analogy. In such cases, God's hand allows, through His fingers, only so much trouble. After permitting that and limiting how much evil we're going to face, He still keeps His promise. By making that troubling event turn out to be a blessing for you, His child. Oftentimes one could say a physical pain in the believer's life is meant to be a spiritual gain. Through the experience of enduring and being comforted by His Word, we're learning the lesson of relying on Him rather than ourselves. Or maybe it's the lesson of looking away from the earthly toward the heavenly, looking forward to that day when God preserves you from all evil forever. It's the day when He takes us out of this place where evil is a problem and into that place where nothing bad will touch us ever again. So, with that promise in mind and the constant power of God at our disposal, let's make Psalm 121 a comfort to our hearts daily and motivation for our prayers likewise on a regular basis. Emergency personnel require that you dial 911 in the event of an actual crisis. They don't want to hear about your minor problems. God has no such restrictions. He's your 24/7 helper with anything. any trouble or need, big, small, and everything else in between. Amen. Our service today concludes with the singing of hymn 552, stanzas 1, 7, and 8. Stanzas 1, 7, and 8 of 552.